Okay.
Okay. And if somebody asks you around sundown to do some work, you've been at it all day, you might say, I got up to work before sunup and what?
Got before sunup and worked on toad sundown.
Okay. Okay.
Incidentally, that I don't know if I did I tell you the story about the long toed sundown?
No.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
It's another Julia story. But I was a little boy, you know, and I had been misbehaving or something like that. And what Julia meant to say is that you better watch out for the time your father comes home or he'll deal with you. But what she said is, you better watch out, long-toed sundown. Well, in my mind, I thought of some kind of beast named Sundown with these long toes. And I had this mental picture of the long-toed sundown, you know, that just terrified me for weeks, you know, until I found out that the toad was just a long toad, was just a contraction of the long towards.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, it's a frightening creature, you know.
Hey, you ever hear the phrase "I done worked"?
Mm-hmm.
Used around here.
I have heard many things around here, like "Oh, but I have did pay the bill, man," and I was going to say "I've done good," but then I don't know whether that's a deliberate countryism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I done worked.
You think of that as a kind of country term rather than...
Not really. I think of that more as possibly a black term.
Black term.
And it would be set up, it would be set up a contrary, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work all day without no pay, something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But then that might be just my own, you know, getting things from context. I mean, I don't...
Okay. What about a phrase like, if you're talking about the fact that, well, let's say there's an accident up the road somewhere, and the victim is dead. Would you ever use a phrase like "done dead"? The victim was done dead by the time we got there. Does that sound at all natural to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. If there's kind of a touchy sort of situation that somebody's in, you might say, in that kind of situation, he what?
Hmm.
Describing how you think he should act in relation to being careful. In that kind of situation, he what?
I'm not sure.
How about, should be careful or ought to be careful?
Oh, uh-huh. But, see, that all depends again. Should to me connotes direct, or if we'll say advice direct, while ought or oughta advise indirect. In other words, that you don't mean when you say you ought to do so and so, you don't expect someone to get on with it right then. You
uh-huh.
know?
What about, you ever hear the phrase "belongs to be"?